I don't know any more than you do, I can guarantee you.
Well,
because you guys are the people who informed me.
Well, the news release now out from Towson University that Governor O'Malley supplemental budget to address the Title IX and extended decision timeline on baseball. And today, as it reads, Towson University received funding in the governor's fiscal year 2014 supplemental budget to partially address both financial and federal Title IX issues surrounding last month's decision to discontinue baseball and men's soccer. And Governor O'Malley has positioned this funding of $300,000 per year for 2 years to give Towson's Division I baseball program and its supporters a window of opportunity to raise necessary funds to become sufficient by fall 2015. Your thoughts on that?
It's better than what the alternative was.
Go on.
You know, if I sound shocked, then it's because I am. You know, I've been hoping for something, whether it be a huge donation or someone coming in at the last second to do something like this, and here we are. So I am shocked, happily shocked, but I am shocked.
Well, according to the supplemental budget released this afternoon, this additional $300K will go to Towson's athletic department operating budget to, quote, provide funds to address the immediate issues with federal Title IX compliance and equity for women scholarships and supportive services. We talked about this. Does $300,000 get you to the number you need? What does that mean for the program,
well,
the players, coaches?
Let me ask you. Now, does this mean that this money goes to coming into compliance with Title IX?
I have no idea.
What does this mean? This money goes directly to baseball.
I'm not sure exactly what it means.
Same here. I don't know either.
So what's your next move here? Are you calling Mike Waddell? Are you calling the president of Towson? Are you calling the governor? I don't know. What's your next move, Mike?
I don't know. Eventually, I guess I'll talk to Mike Waddell. And if indeed there seems to be some stability, I'll start recruiting. Because as of now, we haven't talked to anybody in terms of coming in September since the athletic director's recommendation was made public on, I believe it was October 1st. So if we want to continue the program at a high level, obviously, we need more kids to come in, like any Division I sports team would.
Mike, it's Ann Kramer from the WBAL Newsroom. I wanted to ask you about the point in this release from the university, which I know you apparently haven't seen yet, but in there they state that the baseball program has to be self-sufficient by 2015. That is part of the agreement to get this $300,000 for the next 2 years. What are your thoughts about trying to be self-sufficient by 2015?
It's a little stunning. Exactly what that means and how much money needs to be raised, well, I don't know. I know this. We have some good people who supported us to try to make this happen, what just happened today. And I'd like to think they will be helpful in trying to reach that goal.
And what about the athletic director? I mean, so much has been talked about or not talked about the possible mismanagement of the funds for the athletics program. Is there going to be, do you think, you're the guy on the inside, is there any criticism there that needs to be meted out through this entire process? Because this, according to Towson, says that the money, the supplemental budget money, is going to go right back into the athletics department.
Well, I think, like a lot of athletic departments, and I've been associated with four athletic directors now as a head coach. I think we just need to be more conservative as to how we spend money. I think when Mr. Waddell came in, he was told basketball and football need to improve, and those improvements don't happen without extra funding. But in the process, I think that maybe too much emphasis was put in that area, and before you know it, we had some problems. I just think we need to be more conservative with our money, and if that's the case, you know, things can work out.
Mike, I know this decision is shocking to you, and it is surprising, I think, to everyone, even though there were some hard political plays being made over the last few weeks from Annapolis on Towson University and the hierarchy in place. They wanted some answers, and I guess this is a fallout from that. Did you ever think, though, this was possible at all? And just if you could explain your feelings right now. I know you're kind of overwhelmed, but if you could just explain how you feel at this moment.
Well, it'll be nice to go to bed tonight and know that probably, maybe I shouldn't say it too strongly, I have a job for a couple of years. Our kids don't have to. In fact, today, two of our kids were on visits to other schools looking to transfer. I think they'll be relieved to know they have a home.
That's actually the first thing that came to my mind in talking to my producer, Jay Cottrell, that I said, I think this impacts, at the very least, the kids who didn't want to leave Towson University because they loved the school, the academics, the social life, the area, et cetera. And now at least this allows them, for the most part, if they want to continue to play ball and stay at Towson, at the very least, this impacts them probably the most.
Oh, absolutely it does, yeah. You know, these kids had a chance to leave in mid-year. Not one of them left, and to my understanding, not one of them really even looked to leave, you know, didn't even explore the options, which was gratifying to me, knowing that they wanted to stay here and play for me. So at least their wishes will have been met, and they can continue playing for their dream.
And then finally, Coach Gottlieb, through it all, you're playing a full baseball campaign this year for the Towson Tigers. You're right in the mix in the CAA at 5-4, 13-13 with a tough schedule overall. How have your kids just sustained themselves through this whole thing?
You know, someone asked me that a little while ago, and the only thing I can guess is when they left the parking lot, walked over to the field, that was their release. That was their fun in the day. And they just look forward to it so much that they were able to play and keep the BS behind them. Leave it out somewhere else where they didn't have to deal with it for 3 or 4 hours.
Well, Coach Gottlieb, we thank you so much for joining us tonight and learning about this news along with us tonight. And I guess there'll be more information in the coming days, but I guess a sigh of relief for a moment here on this front.
Yeah, that's right.